on KW Morning Conversation with Andy Buffington, Winnebago Hancock Emergency Management Coordinator. Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm doing okay, Mark. Thanks for asking.
We're all sleep deprived for one reason or another, but mostly because our phones went off and what we were starting to talk about 24 hours ago came to fruition. We had a derecho roll through the area, and some places fared better than others. I think when we're talking about your jurisdictions, Andy, we're focusing on places like Garner.
Yeah, Garner, the hayfield area, got hit. There's, you know, north of Garner, there were some buildings destroyed there, and lots of large trees on houses, blocking streets, all over the county. There's power poles down blocking roads, you know, so we're closing roads all over the place. So, yeah, unfortunately, they were right, and it seemed, watching the storm last night throughout the evening, you could see it almost follow Highway 18 like it was, you know, heading to Mason City, but which it did. And, it was very interesting to watch, you know, starting over in the Ruthven area, then through Spencer, and then through you know, Emmitsburg, and you know, all those different areas right along the Highway 18 corridor, and then it skipped Britt. I mean, obviously there was damage, and there's power outage in Britt and things like that. It's not that they didn't get affected, but they didn't have the level of damage that we have here in the city of Garner and some of the close surrounding areas.
Andy, to the extent that the city of Garner made a local disaster proclamation already.
Yeah, they did. Came down early this morning after the event, and got that prepared for the mayor. That's what the city wanted to do, so the mayor has the authority under their city code to be able to do that. So he issued an emergency proclamation for the city. We're working on getting a governor's proclamation, and the state of Iowa has changed some rules somewhere, and you know, we've been frustrated because we want that proclamation to go back. The flooding event that affected folks in other areas of Hancock County, you know, notably Woden and Clemmie and areas of Britt and those surrounding areas, you know, we had people with water in their basements. And I've been working on that for a couple weeks. And hopefully this will get the governor's attention.
Talking with Andy Buffington from the Winnebago Hancock Emergency Management. We had about 3/4 inch here at KIOW. Doesn't look like there's much damage outside of some leaves down, thank goodness, in the Four City area proper. Do we have any idea what the peak winds were when they went through last night?
You know, we were looking at some of the personal weather stations, you know, that people have online, and it was showing 50 miles an hour, but this level of damage, Mark, I can't believe that we didn't have winds that were approaching that 70-mile-an-hour mark. You're talking huge trees that were just literally snapped off. They weren't blown over. What I'm seeing around Garner is that they weren't just some rotten out, you know, old hollow trunk. They were solid trees that got blown over. Yeah, a lot of damage. You know, we're trying to assess with damage assessment. How many structures were obviously windows and shingles and siding and doors and all that stuff. Again, north of town, there was a building that was destroyed out of Mollick's. And yeah, it's just, it's been a tough few hours, let's be honest.
Yeah, we had a wind event Sunday night going into Monday, and then we had this thing, and it was even more intense.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the Weather Service did such a fantastic job, you know, of getting that word out and, you know, just kind of giving us some guidance on what they think is going to happen. Unfortunately, it came to fruition in our area, but I'll tell you what, you know, the folks out there are doing such a great job, you know, between at the county level, our sheriff's office was out there, you know, looking around trying to find, you know, those hazards. Secondary roads was out there. Then you get into each one of the different cities. You know, I was up in Woden last night as they were trying to do some mitigation for flooding, and, you know, the mayor, the city clerk, tons of folks on council, firefighters, they're all out there trying to get that done. And then you look at what Garner did, their fire department, their police department, their public works, the mayor, the city administrator. Everybody got together and trying to solve problems. So that's a good part of it. But the frustrating part now is, you know, let's try to get it cleaned up and try to get back to what normal is going to look like, hopefully in a few days, not a few weeks.
And it's dangerous too, Andy, because it's nighttime and you can't see real well, and you've got potentially trees and power lines, and those are big no-nos.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why we had, you know, the city had said right away, please stay away from anything, because we didn't know what was still live, what was dead. Alliant Energy did a great job, you know, getting into Garner right away and killing power to those areas of concern. But extremely dangerous situation when you have that. And plus, you don't know, is that tree resting on something? So about the time somebody's trying to move something or cut something to get a car out or whatever happens to be, you never know when it's going to shift or anything like that. It's just extremely dangerous, especially in the dark. And now that it's light out, you can see a little bit better. We're seeing just the extent of the damages, you know, throughout, not just Garner, but other areas of the county as well.
Talking to Andy Buffington, Winnebago-Hancock County Emergency Management. So now the aftermath, people are probably a little bit in shock yet, maybe still trying to wake up. So then if you've got a situation where there's damage, what's the next step?
Well, in Garner, what the city is asking everyone to do is to go ahead and call in to City Hall at 923-2588 and report, you know, what they got going on, their damage. They're trying to just track everything as far as what that damage looks like. You know, obviously all that's going to be passed on. What will come of it is pretty hard to say. It depends on, you know, how widespread it is and things like that. But anyway, it's just, you know, and then we're tracking all the public resources that we've been using for, you know, all night. So it's just it's a whole lot of stuff. Very busy.
Certainly. And because of that, we will let you go. I appreciate your time and appreciate you letting us know the latest.
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Have a great day.
All right. There's Andy Buffington, Winnebago-Hancock County Emergency Management Coordinator, kind enough to join us on the fly on this Tuesday morning as we get ready to clean up and assess the damage across the KIW listening area.